No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Welcome in to the Rockies Insider. I am your Rockies Insider, Patrick Lyons, talking about the brand new Nike City Connect 2.0 uniform for the Colorado Rockies, making history, team history, making City Connect history, and coming up with something very unique, something vibrant, something vivid, something that I'm sure everyone in here is going to have their comments about, whether you like them or not. It's definitely a 180 from what they had previously, which in and of itself was a 180. Let's just jump right into it. Want to get your comments if you're watching live on YouTube, or even if you're catching up on this later on in the day, in the week, leave a comment. I will reply to that. But here it is, with a nod towards the sunrises and the sunsets of the Rocky Mountains. That it's one of the things that when you go to a game at Coors Field is so absolutely iconic. And the concept behind that, this new design, of course, is simply you wake up in the mountains when the sun rises, and then you end your day at Coors Field watching a baseball game. So here are the four faces. You could argue Kyle Freeland should be in here, but you see Brenton Doyle, Ezequiel Tovar, Herman Marquez, and Ryan McMahon. This photograph for the City Connect was actually taken during Rockies Fest in January, where, if you remember, it did snow during that. And so if you came out to Rockies Fest, good on you. But one of the reasons why you don't see Kyle Freeland in this photograph is because he was at the University of Evansville at the time. You might have recalled he did miss Rockies Fest. They were retiring his number. They were doing the groundbreaking for the new facility there for the baseball team at the University of Evansville, home of the Purple Aces. But as you can see from these uniforms, very vibrant, a lot of colors going on in this. And they brought back the purple for these City Connects. That was one of the big things that Colorado wanted to make sure that they got back to. They tried to do the 180 and said, hey, let's go with green and white, that color template, which if you ask most people, if you go around and look at the top lists of the top 28 teams, and I say 28 because the A's do not have one because they don't really have a city, so it's hard to do a City Connect, and the Yankees are being the Yankees and not hanging out with the rest of Major League Baseball. So if you look at the rankings of the top 28 teams in the first round of City Connects, the Rockies were resoundingly within the top five. Even if you didn't care for it, it was still in your top 10. I think there are some folks that enjoy hating, and there's some folks that think, well, wait a minute. It's the license plate. That's not creative. That's lame because it's a license plate. The license plate is awesome. Just like the state flag is awesome. That was in the conversation. I'll talk about that as this episode continues. Also in the conversation, the black vests. Will we see that perhaps for the third iteration of the Nike City Connect series? Stick around. We'll get into all of those things. First comment over in the chat by Bradley. The only miss on both of ours so far, I think, is pant color. But tops have both been awesome. If we take a look at these pants that they've got, and it's hard to get a great look, but I believe it is somewhat of an off-white. I've been told it's a cream. I haven't seen these in person just yet, but I believe it's somewhat of a cream color. And if you look at the piping along the leg, down the side of the leg, it is that psychic orange. No, excuse me, not psychic orange. Laser orange. That's the orange that's being used. That's what they're calling it. The laser orange, the yellow, and then the psychic purple. That's the shade of purple that they are using. So you've got those three things tied in really nicely. And you can also see that tied in nicely when you look at just the chest area where it comes down there to the V-neck. These are actually the first pullovers in City Connect history. So the Rockies have also never had a pullover before that they've ever worn in a regular season game. But this is actually the very first pullover. In the conversation for these City Connects, it was these conversations started back in May of 2023. It takes about 2 years to work something like this out, make sure you've got all of the merchandise, all the items available. They planned it out starting in May, and it was pretty early on in the conversation, the second or third time around. They said, hey, what if we did a pullover? And I think some of the leaks of the other uniforms that have come out have also incorporated a pullover. I can't quite recall, but at least as of right now, of the five new City Connect uniforms in 2.0, the second iteration, this is the only pullover. And I'll get to those other ones because there are four other teams that do have a City Connect that have come out. One you would have seen last year in the Los Angeles Dodgers, and the three more recent ones in the San Francisco Giants, Houston Astros, and the Washington Nationals. It's kind of strange to think that there are now three teams in the NL West that already have their second City Connect uniform, when in the AL East, no one has a second one yet, and the Yankees don't even have one, period. So, and the AL Central don't have any of their 2.0 in addition to the National League East. So these are, again, inspired by the sunrise and sunset in the Rocky Mountains. This photograph you can see here is Coors Field, just again, iconic. We haven't had one of those nights just yet where you had the baseball sky. Everyone has to take a photograph, post it on social media. It's always awesome. But this gives you a little taste of all of the colors too that are in there. There's not as much purple in this one, but if you zoom in on the scoreboard, you will actually notice, okay, we've got purple from the players. This was taken back during the 2019 season. So don't look too close because you'll see Raimel Tapia and Nolan Arenado on the Jumbotron there. But the sunrise sunset combo, just the colors I think really pop throughout. They are going to keep as the sleeve logo that they are going to have. The patch will still be that CO that we saw the first time around in the City Connect with the mountains, the CO, the baseball inside, the letter O. There's all kinds of interesting details on these jerseys. There's the jock tag that says DEN with the little mountains on that. That's something that gets tucked into the jersey that you don't see for the players, but when you're wearing it around town, it just adds a little bit of extra flair. I love this tag that says baseball at altitude in Denver, Colorado, 5,280. Very 1990s script, I think, for that. One of the other design elements is this ripstop material that's used that is something that is incorporated in a lot of skiing materials because certainly it's going to be a little bit rugged out there. Now, one of the biggest things in terms of making history with these uniforms, besides the color scheme in general, besides the fact that it is the first pullover for the City Connect, but is this cap that will be worn on field for the very first time in a regular season game. The Ball Mountain logo is something that was first introduced back in 2014 during spring training, and it's something that's been used for batting practice, but it has never been worn on the field in a regular season game. It's something you will also see in the batting helmet as displayed here by Ezekiel Tovar, going with that light blue. I believe they might be calling it a cobalt sky blue, but that's a first that they're going to be having that, because I think we see that Ball Mountain logo as being, you know, the Rockies logo or one of their logos, and yet it's never actually been on a cap worn during a regular season game. If you happen to get one of these caps, all of the merchandise, they've got their ducks in a row. Because if you think back in 2022, we did still have some of those supply chain issues, but because of how far in advance they were planning out these things back in May of 2023, they are locked and loaded at all the Rockies dugout stores, the Rally store over at McGregor Square, MLBShop.com, Nike.com. They've got all of these pieces of merchandise. There's 15 different caps and shirts. And on the inside of the fitted caps, you can see the mountains, the sunrise. This is actually a play off of the city of Denver's flag. So that's another one of those really cool touches and really cool details. This being a home jersey, typically on a home jersey, you could have your team name, you have your city. Rockies going with Rockies there with the Ball Mountain logo, the number right underneath that. And I'll give you my take towards the end of the episode, whether I like it or not. What's going on, Justin? Thanks for jumping by the chat over on YouTube as we are live. But the comments are already rolling in on social media. Of course, a lot of folks talking about the product of the Colorado Rockies on field. They ended up losing once again Friday night, 8-0. Couldn't scratch too many hits together, 15 strikeouts. But what's interesting too about this concept that the Rockies were able to craft with Nike is that they see the sunrise, sunset. They see the sunrise as obviously the start of a new day. And for the Colorado Rockies, their franchise feels that they are at the start of something new. They've got a more youthful team, a more vibrant team, one that is having their own fresh start. So these uniforms also represent that for the Colorado Rockies, which I find to be really interesting. Justin saying he loves these jerseys. Yeah, I think they're going to be very successful. I know a lot more teams are trying to tie in purple into their color palette for these City Connects. And the Rockies obviously have brought that back themselves. But I think these are going to be really successful. So there's going to be those segment of fans that just want to rip on everything that is the Rockies. But at the end of the day, if you're just looking at this as a jersey, as something to wear around town, I think a lot of people are going to like it. I think it is a more youthful look. And ultimately, that's what City Connect is about. It's representing the city, which a lot of times people who live in the inner city, they don't have money to go to a ton of different Rockies games and buy all the different merchandise. They're working, they're grinding, and, you know, showing out with the team colors and the uniforms. Those things can get a little bit costly. And while these certainly aren't cheap, this is something that you can wear around town that is stylish, that is fashionable. So it's I think pretty neat. One of the things that I thought when I first saw these was they gave me kind of like Nuggets vibes, especially when you look at this photo in particular. That's a purple. It seems like it could be somewhat of a blue, but it was reminiscent of basketball jerseys. And so I thought, well, you know, how much was that a part of the conversation, or was there worry that this was going to look too similar to the San Diego Padres due to some of the leaks? People looked at those vibrant colors and thought, well, this looks a little bit like the Padres, or this might be a little bit like the Denver Nuggets. I know the leaked images of the Chicago White Sox look like the Chicago Bulls, which I think is awful. I mean, in and of itself, okay, that looks neat. That's cool. But you're taking a completely different brand that you're trying to just slap your name on. And that really wasn't the case for the Rockies. Again, there are similarities to the Nuggets, but when you're kicking around colors and when you look at the different things that Nike has done with the NBA, the NBA City Edition jerseys, they refresh all the time. So, and they're using different colors, they're using different palettes. It's really impossible to not brush up against something else that somebody else has done. You also have the orange that's in there, the laser orange, and you think, well, is that playing off of the Broncos? But I know for a fact that it is a coincidence, but at the same time, it is a different shade of orange, and it's a small part of these uniforms. When you look at it, the orange might be one of the last things that you see in these unis, right? It's purple, it's the blue, and you just have a little pop with the yellow and the laser orange. So this is by no means trying to appeal to Rockies fans or anything like that. While the innocent saying, I might end up with a t-shirt, but not going to buy a full-on jersey, only to see it retired after a few years. You know what? I can't blame you for that. That's a very interesting take, that it only has so much shelf life. On the flip side, now all of the green and white Mountain City Connects, now they're retro, right? And because they were only around for a short amount of time and it wasn't taken out because it no longer became stylish, they were taken out, you know, partially because of the money grab. I mean, that's what this is about. Teams are only going to have these for a minimum of 3 years, 4 years, I think, is probably going to be the max for a lot of them. So that just kind of is what it is. I think over time, if you like this one, okay, you get a shirt, you get a jersey, you get a cap. And then in, again, 3-4 years time, there'll be another one and you're going to think, I want that one. Now I got to complete the set. Now I got to go back and get some of this old merchandise. I imagine that's going to be, or that is part of the logic that Nike has, is over time, people will realize, I better get this now because it's going to go away. There's only so many of them made. And so I'm going to jump on it now, even if I don't necessarily like it now, because in 5, 10, 15 years time, it will be incredibly rare, incredibly vintage. And, you know, Nike is very much aware of that. They're very aware of that in their merchandising, in their branding. So I think these are really great uniforms. I do. As I said, Cap, first time using the Ball Mountain logo in a regular season game. You'll see it on the batting helmet. With the pants, you know, the player response was, they're just too hot. The green and white pants, or rather the green and white City Connect uniforms, the green pants were just too hot. They wore these on Sundays. These brand new City Connect uniforms will be first worn on Friday, April 18th against the Washington Nationals, and then 12 Fridays after that. I don't believe they're going to be wearing these on the 4th of July. That does fall on a Friday, and the reason they're not going to wear those on the 4th of July isn't because there's going to be a lot of photographs of fireworks, and that's iconic, and you don't want to mess up the typical Rockies branding. No, it's a different merchandising reason. 4th of July, they always get new caps, right? They take the typical CR logo. They go left of center. I don't know what they look like. I haven't seen those yet. But those special 4th of July caps might not really work too well with these City Connects. So I don't think we'll be seeing any City Connect uniforms being worn on the 4th of July. So you'll get it first on this Friday coming up really soon. And then every Friday after that, probably except for the 4th of July. I'm thinking that one is going to be out. And, you know, that's going to be exciting for a lot of fans. And that's going to change the experience. That was one of the things that Aaron Heinrich, who runs a lot of their retail and merchandising, I got a chance to speak with him one-on-one. And he talked about what that experience is like for fans going out to the ballpark where, you know, if you go to the game on Saturday against the Nationals, you know, it'll be a more traditional game. But if you're there the day before on Friday, April 18th, it's going to be all about the City Connects. And you're going to see all that branding and all the different colors are going to be around the stadium. So it's going to be a totally different look from Friday to Saturday. And that's going to be true every Friday and Saturday, or if they're home during the week, Thursday and then Friday. So it's not only just a new look, not only just a new thing to put in your closet, but it also changes that in-game experience as well, which I find to be interesting. Going with the light blue belt on those pants, As I said, they got the piping. The socks I had not seen until I went over to the MLB shop to get a look as to what they were going to be. I knew they had the color scheme, but these are going to be the socks that they'll wear on field. Of course, their stance, so they're going with that light blue coloring again with the three main colors, the laser orange, the psychic purple, and the yellow. I think those are going to end up popping really nicely, especially because you don't have that blue, that light sky blue color in the pants at all, other than the belt. I think those are going to look really sharp. I'm excited to see what those look like in person. As far as merchandising goes, the Authentic Collection hoodie, I was told, was going to be the big thing that pops. And I think it does. This will be something that you get a chance to see players wear in the dugout. I think that will jump out. Now, it's still purple, and they've worn black ones before. I'm not sure if they've ever had purple in the dugout, but I think those will stand out, and those will look really cool on the pitchers that are hanging out in the dugout wearing the hoodie, especially with that laser orange pull string on the hoodie and the swoosh on that. I think those will pop. Those are pretty interesting. In the chat, how many City Connects are going to be rolling out this year? I think there's still going to be about five or so more coming. I'll talk about the ones that have already been rolled out, but there's still going to be a couple more that are coming. They've pretty much averaged about 6 to 7 a season that they've been able to roll these out, because they don't want it to be all at once. They want it to stay refreshed. You know, there are probably some maniacs out there that buy every single City Connect jersey for their collection. I know caps are a big thing. I've got a big collection of my own of caps, but I don't have to have every single iteration or every single team or affiliate. Good on you if you do have that, but that's just not something that's for my collection. So I think with Nike, they want to make sure that they can slowly roll these out over time. There's tons of different caps. I saw another cap that was available over on the MLB shop. That's the letter C, and at the bottom of the C is a Columbine flower. That one looks really sharp. That is a really cool looking cap. I think that's going to sell really well. And again, like I said, the supply chain issues, I think, going back a few years ago, it was hard to roll out all these different products, but all the stores have everything now, you know, from keychains to mugs, things of that nature. All of that are available. So April 18th, Friday, is when it gets locked and loaded. Let's talk about some of the other 2.0 uniforms in the chat. Will the Yankees ever join in on this? I thought yes, they would. I thought eventually they would. I had two colors. I've got two colors that I've been telling people you can incorporate and they'll work fine, because you've got the navy and you've got the white as the two colors for the Rockies. For the Yankees, there have been other logos where, you know, they've had red in that with the red and white top hat. But I think you could go with somewhat of like a bronze color. Again, more as an accent. This would have to be an accent color. But a bronze to accent the navy and the white, and the bronze, of course, would mimic all of the statues that are around in Manhattan or in the Bronx where the Yankees play. Or you could go with somewhat of a mint green, the Statue of Liberty, which underneath that is a bronze, right? It's copper. But I think if you went with those as accent colors, they'd pop and they'd look really nice. All of last year, you saw a ton of Yankees players with that mint color, whether it was an arm sleeve, it was an accent on the batting glove, and I thought it looked really sharp. I thought that might have been an indicator of where things were going, and maybe they'll eventually get there, which I think they will. I don't think they're just going to be the only team that sits it out. I think they can do it in a really classy way, and maybe they just haven't figured it out just yet, but I think eventually they will. I think they will. And the A's will too. Once they land in Las Vegas, that will be good to go. They probably won't unveil it that first year in Las Vegas, because they got to get everybody to buy the Las Vegas Athletics shirts and jerseys and caps. Do that in year one. They might not even do it in year two. I think they'll probably do it in year two, but we'll wait and see what happens. Will, thanks for joining in. I don't like these City Connect jerseys. Okay. Hey, that's fair. There are going to be people that don't like them. I'm curious as to why you might not like them. And again, everybody has a different colorway that they like more than others, or things that just don't hit you just right. It also could be a timing thing. I know back in the day, I didn't think much of the purple pinstripe road unis, the gray ones. And I just thought, okay, well, you know, they wear pinstripes at home. They wear them on the road. It's fine. It's whatever. And now looking back on it and now seeing it with a different set of eyes as I'm a little older, and I love the road pinstripes. And I hope that's something that gets brought back. Like maybe the black vest. Talk about that in just a second. Steven Cross from Rockies Now. Give you a little plug there, buddy. Definitely getting that hat. Hat looks great. Hat's definitely something, if you're a Nuggets fan, you can wear that to a game. And that fits in really nicely. In fact, there might even be people that think it's a Nuggets cap, which shows how little they know about sports, because there's a baseball in the mountain, not a basketball. But still, go full on Gotham black and yellow. No, definitely not. The Yankees will not be doing that. Let's take a look at some of the other 2.0, and then I'll talk about some of the conversations that I've had with some folks around the team. Talk about those black vests, because that was part of my conversation with Aaron Heinrich about this whole City Connect concept and what they are calling the future of nostalgia, which in some ways is a play on the concept of turn ahead the clock, because turn ahead the clock with those overgrown and oversized logos, right? Larry Walker with the walk-off home run. He's got the bat holding up there, that iconic image. Turn ahead the clock was prompted by turn back the clock, right? Going back, wearing some retro uniforms, which for a newer team like the Rockies isn't necessarily possible. The Tampa Bay Rays, you know, for a period of time, I don't think they still do it, but they have faux backs. So not throwbacks, they're fake throwbacks, because they only came around in 1998. So a sort of 70s inspired logo the Rays have worn in the past, those faux backs. But since not every team has that history, let's actually turn ahead and try to figure out what are some crazy things might happen in the future. And other than just being oversized, I don't think they hit on anything. The Pittsburgh Pirates one definitely could be something you see a little bit more in the future and being played off of. But this is what they're calling the future of nostalgia. And I think that's probably, you know, an appropriate phrase. Ryan, thanks for joining in the chat, saying it's always an adjustment seeing a jersey with a split set of colors horizontally, but I actually think these will look great on the field, especially compared to other City Connects like San Diego. Throw in some shade. I like that. Throw in some shade. Yeah, we'll get a chance to see what they look like right away. And that was something too that, you know, I heard from some folks, is that the shame with the leaks that went out. You know, the first leak was the sneakers, the Nike Air Max, where you saw the color scheme, and it was just a color scheme. And on its own, I don't see how, why anyone would have not liked that colorway, where you got a chance to see that light blue, the psychic purple, the laser orange, all of those. The colors should have kind of gone over fairly well at the start right there, right? But then you see the jersey on a model who's not an athlete, who's not wearing the cap, who's not wearing the pants, who's also not at Coors Field. All of those things played together in these images from the Rockies taken by team photographer Kyle Cooper. All of a sudden, it's not just a jersey. It's a jersey that Ezekiel Tovar is going to be wearing. It's a jersey that Brenton Doyle, potentially an all-star for the first time in 2025, is going to be wearing. It's the jersey that Ryan McMahon perhaps wins his first Gold Glove Award and potentially fifth consecutive season as a finalist. And it could be the first 30 home run season for Ezekiel Tovar. And that's the jersey that he is wearing when he achieves that milestone. So once you have the players in those jerseys, they are the best possible models, not just seeing it on a sneaker or not just seeing it on a mannequin or a model. So I think those things definitely change how you view things altogether. Let's go back and take a look at some of the other City Connect 2.0 jerseys. The first one came out last year, and all of these images are courtesy of sportslogos.net. They do amazing stuff. I have not gone over to sportslogos.net in a while. I've been over there a couple times in the last few days, and man, you can just read articles and look at so many different unique uniforms in all sports, and just you can lose an entire day, which is the best compliment I could possibly give you. But these came out last year, and honestly, I think one of the reasons why it came out first was because the Dodgers did not understand the assignment that first year around. They just went all black with a black cap, and I think it even said Los Dodgers. So they just didn't get it. Like, it wasn't a City Connect so much as it was, all right, let's just change what our uniform looks like, rather than actually trying to, you know, tap into style and culture and the city and state that they play in. This one I thought was a lot better. I did like these. It's hard to maybe tell from this image, but it's a cream color with some flecks of red and blue. They kind of look like funfetti if you're into those baked goods. And you got the bright red patch on the sleeve, which I think pops with the red swoosh. I thought it was pretty interesting. They're going with two digits. So like if you look at Freddie Freeman's jersey, he wears a number 5. But in this instance, he wears 05. And it does say, and it does have 05 on the back. The LAD, the cap that they're wearing, fine. It's whatever. But the jersey, I did like. Next up, this was the first one from 2025, were the Washington Nationals. And what's interesting is the first one that the Nationals came out with, I loved. I thought that was immediate top 5 uniform, and I think it still is. But seeing it on the field, it doesn't quite translate the same. It doesn't really pop in that same way. A lot of the different uniforms that looked great in two dimensions, I thought didn't really carry over onto the field. Like it just didn't look sharp for whatever reason. Maybe the colors were washed out. I think you could say that about the Serpientes, because that was like that sand color. And so when the sun hits it, it almost looks like it's flesh colored. So these were the Washington Nationals. They're going with kind of a denim look. They still got the cherry blossoms on the helmets. So this is one where I think if you're in DC, you might rock this. This looks kind of interesting. I could go one way or the other. You might not be able to tell, but in the W, they did a good job of having the Capitol building on the bottom of the W. I know that's something that the Washington Capitals have incorporated into their logo. So this one was pretty neat. Let's check out the comments. Yeah, the Dodgers look like paint contractors with splatters. Yeah, okay, I can't... I can't knock that one. That's pretty fair. The Astros, I thought they did a nice job. This is the first time they're having just Stros on the front of the jersey, going with that off-white. I was a little surprised that they were able to go with white on the front of their cap, because the baseball is white. And I thought that was against the rules, the uniform rules, where that could provide a little extra advantage, say what you will, because this is the Astros. But I thought these were really nice. A lot of people love the Space City uniforms. I did too. But much like the Space City uniforms, their first Nike City Connect, those and this 2.0 don't really change the color palette at all. It's still orange, white, and navy. So it doesn't really advance things. It doesn't really change what your closet looks like. And there's going to be some teams out there that might be more in the conservative style of things. But this still is just a play off of Space City, being the home to so many different things related to NASA. The patch on the side I think is great. Like, those are some of the more underrated things. The A is okay, incorporating the star that they typically have. So I thought these were good. I think, the one trend you'll notice going forward with all of these is that they're, Nike and the teams are starting to find a little bit more of a groove. And I think we as an audience, this is probably one of the biggest things. The audience is now changing. The audience is now evolving with these. Like, again, the Dodgers didn't understand the assignment the first time, and they just, hey, how about we have a black uniform? That was it. That was the thought process behind it. It just wasn't great. I think the Caps said Los Angeles, just the whole thing in their font. So they didn't necessarily get it. I know for me, when the Red Sox released theirs, and I've talked with multiple people that had the same thought process, they released theirs with the blue and the yellow, the colors of the Boston Marathon, and I hated them. I did not like them because City Connect, I just saw as an opportunity to get some new uniforms out there, something fresh, but still something traditional, staying within that color palette of the team. And yet, that's not what City Connect is about at all. It's connecting the team with the city, not, hey, we're going to give you the same colors, different designs, maybe even slightly tweak the colors a little bit, and we hope that the city wears it. No, it's the team coming to the city and saying, what represents this place that we're in, or the state, or for the Rockies, the entire region? And that definitely changes the thought process just a little bit. So again, we are changing. We are evolving as consumers of these things. So we're starting to feel differently about these different types of uniforms. Now, the Giants, when that one first got released with the fog and going with the color of the Golden Gate Bridge, I liked it. And then as time went on, I didn't quite as much. You know, seeing it on the field was kind of touch and go. I'm not sure how I feel about this one. I think when I get to see it a little bit more, I'm going to end up liking these new San Francisco Giants City Connect 2.0. The cap, I'm not crazy about. The SF, it also is reminiscent of the Pecos League team, the Santa Fe Fuegos, I believe they're called. Maybe that's just because it's SF. But the cap is okay. You know, the Giants font is something that is historical, but obviously a little bit more cartoonish and a little more bubble letters. They keep the orange, but then they also add a little bit of purple in there. And I do like the flower child logo that's on the left sleeve. You can see there of Willy Adames, which I think is also supposed to mimic the shape of a baseball mitt. So going with the flower child vibe, you know, of the 60s in San Francisco, early 70s, Haight-Ashbury, all of that. I think over time, this one will end up being really good because, you know, it basically stays within the Giants color palette and then adds a little something extra. So I think that one will be, you know, received really well. Is it more extreme than what the Rockies have? I don't think so. You know, again, it's black. I'm seeing orange, but there's only a little bit of purple in there. Whereas when you look at what the Rockies have, okay, you do notice the purple, but there's light blue there, and that is not typically a part of their logo. The yellow on the sleeve on that CO logo, that jumps out, as does the numbering. So I think the Rockies, as they phrased it, they did a 180 to their 180. And say what you will, whether you're a Rockies fan or not, whether you're buying these or not, I think when the 2.0 lists start to roll out, because right now there's only the five, but when the lists start to roll out, I think the Rockies are going to be firmly in the top 10, if not maybe the top five. Granted, I'm saying this before all of the other teams have had an opportunity to get their City Connect 2.0s out there, but when you see something that looks great and looks like an immediate hit and success, I think that's something that's just going to stand the test of time over the next couple years as teams roll out their 2.0 uniforms. So I think this is going to end up faring really, really well. I really do. Now, what do they do? What didn't they do, I should say? And what might come next? That's kind of the big question. And also for anyone that knows and have been listening for a while, before these were released, Cousin Jordan and I had been talking about a pullover jersey forever because the Mets had been teasing it. I think maybe their spring training jerseys were pullovers. And when I think about pullover jerseys, I do think a lot about the Mets from the 1980s, both when they were bad and then when they got good in 1986. But what's crazy about that? So we got the pullover jersey. What's wild about that is when Aaron Heinrich and I think some other staff within the Rockies, when they finally pulled these jerseys out of the box, these pullovers, it gave them 1986 NLCS vibes. New York Mets, Houston Astros, back when they were in the National League. And yeah, I kind of get those 80s style vibes. Talking with Bud Black about it, he said, yeah, I wore pullover jerseys a ton. And actually at that time in the 80s, they didn't even have belts in Kansas City. They had elastic bands, which is rather strange. But part of the goal with this jersey, this pullover jersey, part of the thought process was, you know, kids, when they grow up playing baseball, their first jersey is a pullover jersey. And so that is another one of those connections to the city and to fans, is that you're used to those pullover jerseys and it allows a much more full scene. If you look across the chest, there's no buttons that are breaking up that image where it says Rockies horizontally, and you're able to have the Ball Mountain logo there, which almost looks like a patch at that point with the numbering. So it allows you to do a little bit more without having the buttons, with doing the pullovers. So that was pretty neat thinking, yeah, 1986, like that kind of feels like that vibe. So what didn't they do and what might come next? I don't know what's going to happen in 3.0, but put a pin in this one and let's see if they come back to it. Part of the conversation that they had in-house was, do they do something that's hyper-local in Denver? Like if you think about the things that are most niche about Denver, maybe even in and around the ballpark in Lodo, maybe 5 points. What if you just focus on that rather than the state of Colorado and the Rocky Mountain region? I think eventually they will get to hyper logo. But at some point, do you tie in the Rhino District, River North, right? In the South Platte River, could you tie that in? And if you're thinking about Rhino and you're thinking about Dinger, that could get interesting. I don't know what that looks like. You know, do they tap into the Art District on Santa Fe? Is that something with all the wall murals? Can they play around with that? I think eventually you could get to those things because, again, they are trying to tie in the city with the team and with new looks. It's the future of nostalgia. Black vests. I had to ask about the black vests. Did they have the black vests in mind? Now, you can read a lot more about this over on justbaseball.com. Article's been up for hour and a half, 2 hours. We were able to drop it almost immediately when the Rockies unveiled the new City Connects at 10 a.m. on Saturday, April 12th. So you can read all about that. Check that out, justbaseball.com. But I asked about the black vests, and it did come up. It did come up in conversations, but here's what was said about the black vests. Black vests are history. They're heritage. It's team history, right? It's not City Connect. It's not the future of nostalgia. It's not what they're trying to do going forward. And so while that certainly, you know, might be frustrating, but the City Connect just isn't that. Now, it doesn't mean they're not going to bring the black vests back at some point. I've long thought that when the Rockies start to get good again, and they still might be 2 more years away from that, might even be more, but I think when the Rockies get good again, they're going to bring the black vests back. The Padres did that with the brown and yellow, where that went away. That was out of the closet for a very long time. And people started to get very nostalgic. And they said, we want the brown and yellow. Bring it back. Bring it back. They were bad all throughout the 2010s. And then in the late 2010s, they finally started to get that momentum. And in fact, I think it was 2019. Maybe it was 2018. But 2019, when they turned the corner. And I think it was 2019. So they hadn't even made the playoffs yet, but they were about to get pretty good. Tatis Jr. was about to come up. They had signed Manny Machado. There were a lot of good things going for it. And they brought back the brown and yellow. And, you know, that's not why they're still the team that they are right now, but that was a signal to the fan base that, okay, we're about to get ourselves back on track and get back to some of that positive history we had. Now, Padres have not been a very successful franchise for the majority of their existence, but in 1984, when they went to the World Series, they were in the brown and yellow. So they wanted to tap back into that. And I think the Rockies will eventually do that and bring the black vest back when they're getting good or when they're on the precipice of being good. So they're not going to wait for a postseason appearance. I think it'll be that season that they are going to make the postseason or that season when they're going to make that step forward. They will unveil it that offseason or early on in that year. I think we're still probably a couple years away from that. They've got to make that jump that they did from 2015 when, 2012 to 2015, they averaged about 96 losses per season, 95 losses per season. It was one less loss than the Chicago Cubs did from 2011 to 2014. So a team that was actively tanking lost only one more game than the Rockies, who were trying from 2012 to 2015. But 2016, they took a step forward, that final year of Walt Weiss. And they knew they were going to bring in a new manager. They're going to make some changes. They're going to be a little bit more aggressive on the free agent front, that their luck was about to turn. And 2017, they did go back to that postseason. So I think the Rockies have to have that 2016 kind of season. And when they do, because they will eventually, not if, when, just a matter of when. Is it 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, 5 years? But when they do turn that corner like they did in 2016, that next season, I think black vests will come back. So until that goes down, black vests, they're out there. And I don't know where you can find them now. Occasionally, sometimes at the garage sales, they have that. If you go to Rockies Fest, look up on eBay. Sometimes I do see them in stores where it's the vest, but then there's like sleeves stitched in. I don't know. We'll see. I sort of pitched the idea that I think eventually, I don't know if it'll be 3.0. It could be 3.0. Could maybe 4.0. But still, 3.0 is still, the third version is still about 3-4 years away. So 4.0 is closer to a decade. But at some point, you got to think Nike is going to talk with teams and try to convince some of them or all of them for a round to go with a vest. You got to think at some point, because that is, again, one of the more unique uniform elements in baseball. Like a basketball jersey is a basketball jersey, the end. Football jersey is a football jersey, the end. Hockey jerseys are the same, shape in general, right? And you can get creative, and we know, hockey jerseys are probably maybe the most unique that are out there of all the team sports. But in baseball, it's just sleeves or no sleeves. And the vests are something that you don't really see. In fact, right now, I don't think any team in baseball has that. So can Nike convince some teams to, hey, let's do this City Connect as a vest? That could be something that's really interesting going forward. It won't be a black vest. The Rockies do that. Again, that is heritage. That's not what City Connect has been all about. And that does it. That does it. That's everything for the Rockies City Connect. Big launch. They'll be wearing it on Friday against the Nationals. Going with that psychic purple, the laser orange. I think they're going to pop. I love the jersey from the back, because of the yellow numbering that jumps out. And one of the biggest pieces that I think we all take for granted, the letters are the normal size. They're not small. This would be so awful if it were launched last year when they had those little, the whisper letters where it would have said McMahon, but now it says McMahon. Now you've got that back. The batting helmets, I'm not necessarily sure how I feel about that. That's always one of the weird ones because you don't really look at the shape of a helmet, I don't think, and they always just blend with the uniform. You're not paying attention to that. But this one, it doesn't even look like a batting helmet because I'm looking at the helmet in a different way than I normally am looking at it. Ball mountain cap, which in this photograph that you're seeing looks a little bit more like that color that the Nuggets have, but as we can see from some of the other images, it is more of a lighter blue. And I think this is going to end up being a success. If I could put my money where my mouth is, I would, but I just have enough confidence to say undoubtedly this will end up going down as being a top five, top 10 City Connect uniform once all of them have been unveiled. And honestly, even if you just look at the other City Connect 2.0, I think there's some people that probably dig what the Dodgers did with the off-white and the funfetti and the little splatters of color. That's nice. It's not really that extreme. It stays within their color palette. So there's going to be people that, you know, like that because it's fine. It's good. It's safe. But I think there's going to be more people than not that when they're ranking the five that are out right now, the Rockies are going to be firmly number one. And when it's all said and done and the 28, 29, 30 teams in MLB have their second City Connect, this one will still be in the top five, top 10 of just about everybody's. We'll see if I'm right. Let me know what you think about that over on the social medias, at Patrick D. Lyons, at Patrick D. Lyons MLB, at Rockies underscore insider. If you're listening to this on the audio side, head over to the YouTube channel, subscribe to that. I also put posts out, so it's not just video. You can also get posts as you're scrolling through looking for something to watch. You can see what these uniforms look like, or if there is breaking news about a player debuting, or you want to see Zach Veen, you know, talking hitting with Todd Helton just before he steps into the batting cage at Coors Field. Those are some of the other posts and images you can see on the YouTube side of things. And if you're just watching me right now, and this is your first time because you wanted to see all the City Connect uniforms and see all the different design elements that are there, go over to justbaseball.com for more on the written side. And also subscribe to the podcast as well. It's growing. We're scratching the top 100 again. It's one of the best Rockies podcasts that are out there, one of the best baseball podcasts out there, or most popular at least. Maybe it's not the best. I don't know if it's the best, but it's popular because you people love your Rockies, and I love giving you that inside scoop. That's why I'm the Rockies Insider. So thank you, all of you, for joining me, giving me this wonderful momentum here today. But as I like to say, momentum, it can only be as good as your next show. So, of course, I'll talk to you then.